T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
8:03 on Monday morning. Another week is underway. Thanks so much for starting it with us. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. It is currently 56 degrees in Chicago under mostly sunny skies, and that sunshine is going to stick around most of the day. It'll be pleasant as well. Temperatures ranging in the highs, 72 to 76 degrees, and then in the 60s along the lakefront. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 48 degrees. We'll get more details ahead, including some severe weather that might be on the way. That's coming up in the AccuWeather 5-day forecast at 8:15.
Our top local story on WBBM, relatives of a 9-year-old girl killed in the shooting in the Back of the Yards neighborhood this weekend are still reeling from her death. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
The mother of Ariana Molina is one of 10 people wounded in the shooting Saturday night near 52nd and Damon, but she's unaware that her daughter was killed. Jose Molina tells CBS2 he does not know how to share that terrible news.
I know she's going to go crazy. She loves her.
He says relatives were about to cut the cake at a confirmation party Saturday night when the shooting happened. Police say someone in a black car pulled up and fired at the crowd gathered in the front yard. A 1-year-old and 8-year-old are among those wounded who were initially listed in critical condition. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A violent attack on Chicago's Near West Side leads to an exchange of gunfire.
It happened near Harrison and Jefferson Streets around 2:40 a.m. A man and woman were sitting on a curb when Chicago police say a dark-colored sedan drove up and someone inside fired shots. The 35-year-old man on the curb then pulled out a handgun of his own and shot back. Officials say no one was hurt, though no arrests have been made. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 49-year-old man is recovering after being shot during an attempted robbery near Diversey Harbor. Police say he was walking on Cannon Avenue near Diversey around 7:40 last night when another man approached, showed a gun, and announced a robbery. The victim managed to grab the gun, which went off, wounding him in his torso. He's listed in fair condition. No one is in custody.
The death of the Cook County clerk is resulting in some delays of special services at her office.
Former clerk Karen Yarbrough died on April 7th from an undisclosed illness. As a result, services like creating and distributing paper copies of birth, death, and marriage certificates are temporarily delayed. A spokesperson says the clerk's office will continue to register birth and death records from funeral homes, hospitals, and other institutions through an online portal. Marriage licenses can still be obtained at the clerk's downtown and suburban offices and on the clerk's website. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A unique DMV opens in Chicago today.
It will be the first ever DMV in the Chinatown neighborhood and also the first of what Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is calling a one-stop shop facility in Illinois. A new design, leaders say, will help residents get in and out much quicker than before. Walk-in services for things like driver's license renewals and vehicle registration will be available at the site, located at 2250 South Canal. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's another beautiful day in Chicagoland, and Chicagoans were out and about yesterday enjoying the summer-like weather. Lily Gray was having a picnic in Lincoln Park with about a half a dozen friends. She says the smell of suntan lotion from nearby North Avenue Beach was enticing, but she was glad to have the spot they chose.
Yeah, I love suntan lotion. So. We just decided to come here. It's a lot less crowded. There's direct sunlight, and we thought it might be a little bit colder by the water.
And we'll find out how long this nice weather will last when we get a check of the AccuWeather 5-day forecast in just a few minutes at 8:15.
The Illinois Department of Transportation says road repairs over the bridge carrying Waukegan Road over the Union Pacific Railroad south of Volts in Northbrook begin today, weather permitting, although it looks beautiful, so they should get underway. The work will reduce Waukegan Road from two lanes to one in each direction over the bridge. Motorists should also expect lane shifts on both sides of Waukegan Road approaching the bridge. Along with delays, the $1.1 million project is expected to be wrapped up in October.
A new exhibition at the Illinois Holocaust Museum explores genocide throughout the world.
Voices of Genocide, a new permanent exhibition set to open May 1st, explores how and why genocide continues to occur and features firsthand testimonies from survivors and descendants of genocide in Armenia, Guatemala, Bosnia, Rwanda, and Burma. The Illinois Holocaust Museum in Skokie intends guests to leave with a better understanding of the common conditions and warning signs that can lead to genocide and how recognizing these factors helps determine efforts toward intervention. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
U.S. Steel's Gary Works plant has a big plan to reduce carbon output.
The technology to start operating at Gary Works in 2026 will capture carbon dioxide from the steel company's blast furnaces, which turn iron ore into iron. U.S. Steel says the project could eliminate up to 50,000 tons a year of planet-warming carbon dioxide. However, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency data says that equals to less than 1% of the carbon dioxide Gary Works emitted in 2022. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicagoans are getting ready for the emergence of cicadas in the coming weeks, and one person is hoping you'll dress for the occasion.
They are super fun.
Anthony Hall is the owner of Harebrained Design in Chicago. And no, he's not saying the cicadas that are about to swarm us are fun. He's talking about his Chicago cicada mascot t-shirts.
I have a slight obsession with like vintage collegiate mascots. And so I love doing sort of these takes on that style. And I thought that the cicada would be a perfect mascot, especially considering the convergence of the two broods happening this summer.
The Chicago Cicada t-shirts and hoodies have an awesome logo of a muscular cicada shouting into a Chicago megaphone as if calling the troops into battle.
Reminds me of something like, you know, your great-grandfather. Oh, yeah, I played semi-pro football for the Chicago Cicadas on the south side, you know?
That's definitely what I'm thinking. Definitely. I mean, how great would that be if there was a team called the Chicago Cicadas?
There is no team, but there is a t-shirt. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.